Iron Fish Distillery in the studio. And we have Richard Anderson. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So glad you came in. We had to raise the microphone really high for Richard because he's a tall guy.
7'1"?
Yeah. Well, how tall are you, Richard?
6'6".
6'4".
Wow. 6'4". I must
My
be shrinking.
My dad said 5'16".
5'16".
He was good at math.
Very good, very good. And also your lovely wife, Chris. Welcome.
Sarah.
Sarah, why did I?
I didn't bring Chris today.
Okay. The other one.
Right.
Sarah, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. We are excited to have you guys. You know, we went to Iron Fish Distillery, which is this beautiful heaven on earth farm in the Thompsonville area. And it's right on the line of Benzie and Manistee counties. And you go down this long dirt road of dreams, which, you know, I say dirt road.
Or potholes.
Well, no, it was beautiful. I was taking a nice long cruise in there. And I'm like, is that it up ahead? I mean, it's almost like a mile and a half you drive down this road. And then it opens up to this beautiful opening. And then you see this, you see the distillery, you see the open shelter. Right?
The open shelter, the barn.
Officially, it's the barn.
It's actually a centennial barn.
Yep. And where you have live performances and then you park in the parking lot. I can't wait for summertime because this is going to be, we went in the winter, but you could just tell like how incredible this is going to be this summer. I want to, I mean, there's so much to say of what our tour, and who was the guy? Was it Craig?
Craig.
That gave us the tour.
Yeah,
Craig. And then you took over. We went to the tasting room, and then it was all over.
When the drinking starts, Richard takes over.
Right, and we met Dan Krolchek, right?
Yeah, Dan's he's our amazing distiller. Yeah, and actually, when we met Dan, mm-hmm. you know, here we are, Michigan's first farm distillery, in search of the right distiller, and he shows up with grain that he grew from his farm. And he's a distiller and was in his background a brewer and a winemaker. He was Larry Mobby's winemaker back in the day. So he came right out of Central Casting. There are no distilleries that we know of in Michigan that have a distiller that's actually a farmer, let alone one that's actually working at Michigan's first farm distillery.
Now let's start at the beginning because you didn't do this your whole life. Is kind of a new sort of a... I don't know if it's a retirement plan, but I can see.
Yeah, it's just a little sleepy, quiet retirement project.
I could see doing this for the rest of your life. I mean, you've got paradise out there in Thompsonville.
We feel that we've gotten into a situation there will be no retiring from.
Right.
This isn't fine.
But you guys are hiring great people, though.
That's right.
This is a full-time job.
Oh, it's
and then some.
It's game day every day.
Right.
And, you know,
but talk about the beginning. You guys were from the mid-state region?
No, we were in the Upper Peninsula. So
Marquette.
We love these late season storms. It makes us feel right at home.
So. Is it your partner that's from the Saginaw area? Somebody came from downstate?
Actually, my brother-in-law, our brother-in-law, and married to Sarah's sister, David and Heidi live in Saginaw, but they both had a place on the Betsy River near this farm, and this farm was abandoned. For over 10 years, and they were their place on the Betsy River was nearby, and they acquired the farm about 7 years ago without a real idea of what to do with it, but they had it in their back pocket when we came up with this idea.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So you acquired the farm, and when did that happen?
So they acquired the farm 7 years ago, and then I should let Sarah tell the story because she's really to blame for all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, are your sisters... You and your sister
That's right.
married the guys.
That's right. We that, did.
And you all spearheaded
so
this.
My mom was actually from Benzie County. So we spent a lot of time in that area growing up. So we had a great, great connection to the region already. And then, you know, you just innocently send your husband on a little trip for his birthday, right? Scotland.
Right, right.
With his brother-in-law. What is that going to hurt? How is that going to change
That's
your
what
life?
I love about that this
is,
story.
That's going to just be fine. No problem. They're just going to tour. They're going to drink. They're going to have a gay old time. They're going to come home with some stories. Well, the story they came home with was that we're going to be opening a distillery on a farm in Thompsonville. So you do not see that coming, but we're very, very proud.
Did they buy the equipment when they were over there, they too, on
actually,
that trip?
My brother-in-law is Mr. Johnny on the Spot of all Johnny on the Spots. He literally called Richard within a week later. He's like, yeah, I just ordered the equipment. Just because it's custom made, it was very hard to get, and there was a long waiting list. He's like, if we decide not to do it, we can just sell the equipment, which would have been, in fact, the case. But I think it's quite exceptional, and I credit a lot of people besides myself, Richard and David. They had the distillery open within 2 years from the trip.
I know, and what's really amazing that in just 2 short years, you are receiving so many honors. I mean, I saw the Cigar and Spirits magazine, and you just went to Portugal, and now you're one of Michigan's top, so many businesses, you're getting ready to go for that honor. Talk about all of these things, going to Portugal and the Wine and Spirits Award.
And how you learn to do this from not being aware of how they make spirits.
Well, you know, we all came at this business with various careers, but the real feather in our cap and the real cement to the whole team and the basis for our success is the 20 or so folks that we have on our team, but our distiller really came to us as a farmer in the region, selling us grain, who had a winemaking, beer making, and distilling background. And so, you know, you can't pull this off with just the dream and the idea. You have to have really high quality spirits. And so, so Dan's brought that to our team, and we've been so lucky to attract a fantastic group of employees and young people who have come to that farm on Zubanic Road, just on County Line Road.
Sure. Talk about going to Portugal. What was that all about? Because that's pretty impressive.
Well, that was an amazing thing that really also felt out of the clear blue sky. We got invited by the U.S. ambassador to Portugal, who's a great guy. He wanted to have a event that highlighted U.S. whiskeys that were aged in or had some connection to Portugal. Mm-hmm. So we have this high rye bourbon that was aged in a tawny port cask. So we got invited and we took the opportunity, aided by U.S. Rural Development, to go. And we had an amazing time and actually opened up some international markets for our products, both our gin and the tawny port bourbon. But it was an incredible experience. I mean, being so close to where the barrels were made, and you know, it's right. Just amazing.
Yeah, and when we take that tour, it's so amazing that you have these barrels all shelved, and they're waiting to mature so that you could tap them and then bottle the spirits, which are gin and bourbon, and there's vodka,
white rum, dark rum. We've got our experimental gin release came out, white whiskey. So a little bit about whiskeys, because, you know, whiskeys really take time to age. So we are super transparent about how we're really going about this. So you can't really have a high quality, fantastic whiskey 19 months out the gate. It just takes time to age it. Mm-hmm. So we actually purchase and source a bourbon that we then fundamentally change the character of on the farm through a barrel program. One was with maple casks, and the other is with a tawny port cask. And we do this while we're waiting for our whiskeys that we're making from grain on our property to age. And so right on their back label, we let people know that's how it's working. And I think that's worked out really well for us as we are also making really high quality, very tasteful, tasty, clear spirits. So,
What I understand is some of the retailers, and you can look on their website where all of this is available, and you go to ironfishdistillery.com, and they have a section on the website
where
you can buy this, and that is right there on the top, right next to Our Story Spirits, and then where to buy, and there's tours and weddings and events. I would highly recommend the tour, because it's so impressive, and this machinery that you guys bought, and I guess it took a while to Like from the time you ordered it to the time you got it, I mean, that must have been, you must have been chomping at the bit here.
Yeah, you know what, was a 2-year waiting list. And so, yes, David did put in the order for the equipment and said, look, let's spend the next year really figuring this out while we're waiting and on the waiting list for it. And so
with the business plan.
Right. And we traveled all over the country looking at operations.
You're getting ready to,